Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Hey. We are holding a daf Ayin Dalet and based about 8 lines from the end of the page at Ibayiluhu, the third word on the line. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor his wife and children and the Nishmas' mother. Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is first we're going to talk about whether the Ben Pakua becomes Tamei at the same level as the mother or one level down, meaning normally a Rishon makes a Sheni makes a Shlishi. So does that happen when the mother becomes Tamei, is it Metami the Ben Pakua level down, or the Ben Pakua becomes the same level of Tumah? The Gemara is going to then have a machlokas whether a Ben Pakua maybe is an exception to the normal rule that a live animal can never become Tamei. But maybe since a Ben Pakua doesn't require Shechita, even as a live animal it's able to become Tamei. So then the Gemara is going to talk about if a live fish has Simani Trefa, is it Mekabel Tumas Ochlin? The Gemara is also going to talk about how we treat the Chelev of a fetus. Is it like Chelev? Or is it just like Besar Nevela when it's the Chelev of the fetus? And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, if the mother was a Trefa, can Shechita work for the Ben Pakua? Meaning Yeshechta, the mother, she turned out to be a Trefa. Did that Shechita work for the Ben Pakua? And then on the Beis, we're going to discuss whether we require Shechita Midrabanan for a Ben Pakua. Meaning Enochinami on a Taraisa level, he doesn't require Shechita. But on a Drabanan level, do we require Shechita? And we'll discuss whether there are any exceptions to that rule. And that conversation will take us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin 8 lines from the end of the page on daf Ayin Dalid Amud Beis. So we know that in the world of Tuma V'Tara, there are different Madregos of Tuma. There's Navi Avosa Tuma, which is the Meis Atzma. There's the Ava Tuma, Rishon Tuma, Sheni Tuma, and almost always it goes down one Madrega when Tumma gets transmitted from one thing to the next. So Yibayiluhu, Ma Limnos Bo Rishon Vesheni. If you have a fetus that's 9 months and it's alive and it's in the mother after the Shechita of the mother, so it became Mutter with the Shechita of the mother, if an Ava Tumma touches the mother, does it become a Rishon Tumma and therefore the Ben Pakua becomes a Sheni, or do we assume that the Ben Pakua will likewise be a Rishon the Tumma, because it's just part of the mother? Rashi explains that the issue is a Ben Teschai considered Guf Echad with the mother, or is it Shnei Gufim? If it's Guf Echad, so it's all one level of Tumma. If it's Shnei Gufim, then the level of Tumma goes down. So a number of the Achronim point out, the Achiezer and others, that it sounds from Rashi by the fact that he gives the example of a Ben Teschai, that if it were a Ben Cheschai or a Ben Tes Meis, then for sure it would be Guf Echad, and it would be considered one of the Evarim of the mother. The issue is only a Ben Teschai, which has its own independent life. It's just that the Torah allows you to eat it without Shechita, because Kol Bebehemot Tochelu. So do we assume that it's like an Evar of the mother, or do we assume that it's independent? And the whole Machlokas, the whole Suffolk, the whole Shaila, is only within the Shechita of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Meir would say that since it requires its own Shechita, then of course it's not considered to be one of the limbs of the mother. The Balamor, however, says that the issue over here is not like Rashi says about a Ben Teschai, it is about a Ben Cheschai, and it's Ben Lerameir, Ben Lechachamim, and by Ben, or it could be about a Ben Teschai, Lechachamim, but if it were dead, then Reish Lakish would be Moda, that it's Guf Echa, that it's all considered one piece of meat, together with the mother. The Ramban understands that the machlokas is about any ubar that is that becomes mutter with shechita sa'im, whether it's guf echad or shnei gufim, whether meaning that means whether it's a ben ches chai or ben ches meis or ben tes meis, and according to the Chum, even a ben tes chai. So exactly what the shaila is about what type of fetus the shaila is about, is this major machlokas rishonim. But let's stick with Rashi. So it's a ben tes chai, and nafatuma touched the mother. So is the vlad now a rishon, or is the vlad a shein? So this is a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Mon Bar Rishon V'Sheini. Rabbi Shimon Lach Shomrein, Mon Bar Rishon V'Sheini. Rabbi Yochanan says it goes down to Madrega, and Rabbi Shimon Lach says no, it doesn't. Nasa Kegos Amiskashish with Klipaso, just like a a walnut that's in its shell is not considered a separate entity from the shell, even though it shakes around inside of the shell. So this fetus is inside of the mother, but it's considered part of the body of the mother. So Rabbi Shimon Lach challenges Rabbi Yochanan that it said in the Mishnah that if the Uber sticks his hand out and you shech the mother and then you cut off the yad of that Uber, habasar maga nevela, the rest of the meat of that Uber is tamei tumas maga nevela, because that aver that went out of the mother's body is tamei tumas nevela, so it's an avatuma. So it's metami, the basar of the Uber that touched it. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'chamam, and the Chama said no. Maga trefa shchuta. It's only tame on the level of a maga trefa shchuta. So Bishlam of the DD says Reish Lakish, I understand very well according to me, Dami Nechad Gufuhu, that I said that the Uber and the mother is all considered one body. Hainu diskasha b'damadime. That's why it's Shaykh that there's tum in the Uber, because any food needs hechsher mashkim in order to be able to be makabel tumah. You need hechsher lekabel tumah. So the dam shchita of the mother was machshir the whole thing, and that's why you could have a machlokas about what level of tumah the Uber is. But the Uber became mukshir lekabel tumah at the same time the mother became mukshir lekabel tumah, because it's all one unit. But if you hold that the Uber and the mother are two separate entities, where did the Uber ever become mukshir lekabel tumah that you're talking about? It's tumah status. So amalei b'shchita ukar Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it became hukshal kabel tumah with the shchita, and we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that the shchita is machshir even without any dam coming out, and therefore it's even if they are considered like two separate bodies, and the dam that came out at the shchita was not machshir the uber because it was nowhere near the uber, but since the shchita of the mother works for the uber, and all you need is a shchita, you don't need any dam in order to be machshir lekabel tumah. That's how the Uber became machshir lekabel tumah, because it too underwent a shchita, right? That's the whole idea of Ben Pakua, that the shchita of the aim counted for the Uber. So Eisver Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan now challenges Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It says in the Braisa that a ben tes chai that's inside the mother after the shchita and became mutter in the shchita, and then it grows up, and then over benahar it walks through a river, huchshir, now it becomes huchshir lekabel tumah because it got wet from the river. Halach lebesak. If it then goes to Beis HaKvaros, Nitma became Tameh from the Beis HaKvaros. Well, says Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam didamina treguf hininu. According to me, that these are two separate entities, it makes a lot of sense. Mishum hachi huchshar in lo huchshar lo. That's why the Brice has to set it up in such a way that it first became huchshar lekabel tumah, because it was not automatically huchshar lekabel tumah at the time of the shchita, because the shchita was on the mother, it wasn't on the Uber. The Uber is a separate entity. Ela ledidach tamir chagufahu. But according to you, that it's all one body. Ha iskasha b'dama di'imei. What do you mean that the Uber has to walk through a river in order to become Huchshar lekabel tumah? It should automatically be Huchshar lekabel tumah because the mother underwent Shechita. So it's the Gemara b'Shechita yabeshta to lo Rabbi Shimon. We're assuming it was a Shechita that did not have any blood, and we're assuming that without blood there's no Hechshir. So even though the mother underwent a Shechita, and that would normally be Machshir, both the mother and the fetus to be Mekabel tumah because it's all one entity, but without blood it's not Machshir anything, unless you hold like Rabbi Shimon, but we're assuming not like Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, the in this price it's clear that a Ben Pakoi, even though he's alive, is Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, even though normally any other animal that's alive is not Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, right? The price we just said is that the Ben Pakoi walks through water, so now it gets Huchshar Lekabel Tumah, then it goes into a cemetery, and now it's Tameh. But I thought that one of the biggest sodas we keep on hammering home is that a live animal can never become tameh. Whenever we talk about a behema tameya in the Torah, it always means a non-kosher species. It doesn't mean something that's ritually impure. A live animal can never become tameh. But apparently we see that there's an exception over here, that since a ben pakua does not require shechita, we view it as a piece of steak. We don't view it as a live animal. We view it as if it's a piece of meat, and therefore can become tameh. So mantana, who is the tana that holds that a ben pakua can become tameh even though it's alive? And that's why if it goes through a river, becomes huchshar lekabel tumah, and it goes into a beis hakvaros, and it actually becomes tamei. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosei Glilihi. It's following the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Glili. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yosei Glili, mitamei tumas ochlin. That a ben pakoi, even if it's alive, can become tamei, like food becomes tamei. V'tzar hechshar. In order for it to be mekabel tumas ochlin, it needs to be huchshar lekabel tumah. But you should know, not everyone agrees with that. No, it's alive. Anything that's alive cannot be metame tumas ochlim. There is a chakira in the Achronim. Why is it that a live animal cannot become tame? Is it because it's not roi lachila? Because eating it would be ever menachai. So anything that's not roi lachila is simply not ochlin, and therefore cannot be mekabel tumas ochlin. And even if you would be machshavet lachila, we'd say batel daitvei tzel daskal adam. Or do we say that even if it were considered an ochel, there's a special din that chius is monea, the possibility of kabbalas tumah, that a life force takes away any possibility of a kabbalas tumah, that just like anything that's mechubar, that's roi l'achila, even though it's a roi l'achila, it's not mekabel tumah because it's mechubar. So just like mechubar l'karka takes away any chance of kabbalas tumah, chiyus takes away any chance of kabbalas tumah. That's the chakira. Is it that it can't be considered food, or is that the very existence of chiyus takes away the kabbalas tumah? So some suggest that that's the machlokas tanaim over here. The ben pakua is food, so even though it may be alive, but it is food. So if it's food, maybe from that perspective it could be mekabel tumah, but it also does have chiyus. So if chiyus prevents any form of kabbalas tumah, so then the chiyus would be able to prevent this form of kabbalas tumah. Okay, we had a machlokas in our mission between our Meir and the Chamim, if a ben tisha chai is mutter when you shech the mother. Does the shechita of the mother work for the full term living fetus? So there's room to say that the machlokas are basically in the Chamim, whether a ben pakua is mekabel tumah is totally in that very machlokas. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili would hold like the chacham in our Mishnah, that the ben pakua becomes mutter b'shchitas imo, and therefore one might argue it's already considered an ochel, and it can be mekabel tumas ochlin. And the chacham would disagree with Rabbi Yosef Glili and say that no, it's alive, so it cannot be mekabel tumas ochlin. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Meir that it doesn't become mutter b'shchitas imo, and therefore you cannot eat it before you shecht it. So it's that's why it's not mekabel tumah. But if that were the case, then Rabbi Yochanan should have said that the Tana of the Braisa is like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Why did he say that it's like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So you see that Rabbi Yochanan understood that even the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili are moded to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, that the Uber becomes Mutar L'Achila with the Shechita of the mother. And nevertheless, it's still not Mekabel Tumah when it's walking around, because it is alive. So Rabbi Yochanan could not say that the Tana of the Braisa is the Chachamim of our Mishnah, because even the Chachamim of our Mishnah would say no, that there's no way that the ben pakua, that a living animal, is able to be mekabel tumah. So now the Gemara says, you know what? It's muchach elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan learns that the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and the Chum, but the Uber is mekabel tumah while it's alive, is even according to the Chum in our Mishnah, who's matir the Uber ba'achila with the shechita of the mother. V'az Rabbi Yochanan tameh. This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shita so. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef Glili be'shamay omru dover echad. That Rabbi Yosef Glili and be'shamay said kind of the same thing, that a living ben pakua, that's mutter ba'achila without shechita, could still be, is therefore able to be mekabel tumah when it's alive. It's living, it's able to be mekabel tumah. That is a unique shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Beis Shammai. The Rishonim point out all over Shas that whenever you say Amru Dover Echad, you mean to say that the halacha is not that way, because the rule is Ein halacha kishita. So if you say, oh, I collected two, believe it or not, shitas that a living being can be mekabel, so that's a way of saying we don't paskin that way. However, a number of the Rishonim point out that is a klal, but it's not a klal without exceptions. That there are certain cases in Shas where Amru Davar Echad, and we actually paskin that way. This is not one of them, but there is such a there are certain exceptions. Anyway, where do we find these two Tanaim that Rabbi Yosef Glili and Beis Shammai are the ones that say that a living being could be mekabel tumah? Rabbi Yosef Glili Adamar. Well, Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's the easy one. That's what we're talking about, that a ben pakua walks through a river, goes into a cemetery, so it's walking and it's making noise and all that, and it's mekabel tumah. Beis Shammai ditan. Beis Shammai is based on the Mishnah Maseches Uktzin, that the Mishnah says dogim, if you have fish, which obviously fish don't require shechita, me'emasai mekabel tumah. At what point do they take on the status of a food that they're mekabel tumah? So Beis Shammai omrim mishe'itzodu, as soon as you trap them, since they don't require shechita, So you take them out of the water and they're going to die. So they're mekabel tuma. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that even though it's still alive, it's able to be mekabel tuma. Ubeisil omer mishe yamusa. Beisil says, no, it's from when it dies. Rabbi Akiva omer misha she'in yuchal nichios. If you took it out of the water enough that it's it would no longer be able to live, even if you throw it back in the water. So my binai, what's the difference between Beisil and Rabbi Akiva? Basil is saying from when it dies, and Rabbi Akiva is saying from when it can't live anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan dug mikarteya ikabinayu. If you have a fish that's still jumping around because it's got dry spots on its body, in a way that even throwing it back in the water is not going to allow it to live again. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's already a food, it's already tame. But according to Basil, it's not tame unless it's actually dead. And since it still has chiyus to it, it's not actually dead, and therefore it's not tame. Now, as far as this matter is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan's lishitaso, meaning that's why we quoted all this, to show that Rabbi Yochanan's lishitaso, from the fact that he said that only Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like Beis Shammai, and the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili do not hold like Beis Shammai, you see that those Chachamim are moded to the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that a Ben Pakua is Mutar B'Achila, and nevertheless they hold that it's not Mekabel Tumah because it is alive. And that's why they disagree with Beis Shammai as well about fish, and they hold that because it's alive, it's not mekabel tuma. Because if you would have said that the chachamim of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold like Rabbi Meir, that it requires its own shechita, and because it's also b'achila without its own shechita, that's why it's not an ochel, and it's not mekabel tumas ochlin, well then that would mean they should agree with Beis Shammai by fish, because fish don't require their own shechita, they never require shechita, so they should agree that fish are mekabel tuma mechayim, and there's no hechrich that it's only Rabbi Yossi Aglili that follows Beis Shammai. So it must be that even the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili agree with Beis Shammai about fish. But from the fact that he didn't say that, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that, you see that the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili still hold like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. And in that way, Rabbi Yochanan's lishitaso with what we had learned previously. Okay, so now we move on. Bayi Rav Chista. So Rav Chista raises the following question. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that as soon as a fish is no longer going to be able to survive, even if you return it to the water, it's mekabel tumas ochlin, noldu bedogim simani trefa mahu. What if there are simani trefa on fish, that in a behema, it would aser b'achila, would make it a trefa, but what about by fish? Do we consider them to be dead already, and therefore they're mekabel tumah, or not? Meaning if a fish has what would be the equivalent of simani trefa on a behema, there's no such thing as simani trefa on a fish, but because a fish can't be a trefa, but if a fish has the equivalent of simani trefa, do we say, okay, now it's for sure going to die, and because it's for sure going to die, it's already a food. So, this is a shaila whether you hold trefa chaya or not. It's a shaila if you hold that a trefa is chaya, because maybe by dogim you'll agree that they will not live, because behema who didn't fish chayu say, maybe a trefa chaya is only by an animal which has a much more vibrant and significant life force. But a fish, it just flops around, doesn't have nearly as much of a significant life force to it. Maybe a trefa fish is enachaya. Odilma, afilu madim trefa enachaya. Maybe even if you hold by a behema, trefa does not live. Hani bil behema diyesh b'mina shchita. That's by a behema which has the possibility of shchita. So when it becomes trefa, it's not ro'i for shchita, and that's why we're going to say it's considered as if it's dead. Aval dagim dein b'mina shchita, but by fish where there is not even a possibility for shchita, so lo. So maybe it should not be considered like it's dead just because it has trefa markers. So teku. So the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. When you have a fish that has simani trefa, do we consider it to be like food yet? In which case it could be makabel tumas ochlin. We do not know. So now the Gemara says, what about a hitila nefel, an ubar that's not yet at full term, let's say ben shmona. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chelbo kechelev behema. The chelev of that nefel is regular chelev which you chayv curries for eating. It's like chelev of a behema. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar chelbo kechelev chaya. That the chelev is like the chelev of a chaya, where there is no iser curries of midin chelev. It's like any other basar of the nefel, that it's aser zelos asay. It's a nevela. So there's a big difference between nevela and chelev. Nevela is a los asay, and chelev is much worse. It's a chi of kares. So what about the chelev relative of a nefel. So Rabbi Yochanan Chalok Chelav Behema Avira Garden. Rabbi Yochanan will say it's Chelav because the air going out to the air of the world is what causes the Uber to be considered a real animal, and once it's a real animal, it has real Chelav. Rabbi Shimon Lakshar Chalok Chelav Chaya. That no, the Chelav is like the Chelav of a Chaya, which is just Nevela, because Chadashim Garmi, what gives an animal the status of a full fledged animal, so that it's chelev lev, the status of real chelev, is when it goes full term. But we're talking about something that didn't go full term, and therefore the chelev is not really chelev. Ikadami, another version of this conversation is kalhecha delo kalalo chadashav lo klumu. Everyone agrees that if it did not go full term, the chelev is not chelev. Ki pligi hechadoshid yadol lemei behema v'talash chelev shal ben tisha chai va'achal. The shaila is, what if it's a ben tisha chai, it's a full term, but it hadn't come out yet. So you stick your hand in, you cut out some chelev from the fetus, and then you eat it. So do we consider that to be chelev? So Rabbi Yochanan Chalbo kechelev behema, that's real chelev. Chadashim garmi, it went full term. Rabbi Shimon Lakshomer Chalbo kechelev chaya, chadashim ve'avir garmi. Then no, it only has the status of a chelev chaya, because it's not just the full termness of it that gives it the status of chelev. It also needs to come out into the atmosphere, into the real world. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rabbi Shimon Lakish that the Medrash tells us how do we know that chelev of an uber that's inside its mother's womb after the shechita does not have a shem chelev, because it says by Karban Shlamim that you should be makriv the chelev and the shtei klayos and the chelev that's on them, and if it meant the shlil as well, it would turn out that there are four klayos. So it must be that the pasuk is not referring to the shlil, and the chelev of the fetus is not part of the chelev that the Torah is actually talking about. So maybe you're going to say that we're mismait the chelev of a shlil from onesh and ashara, that if you eat it, you're not chayev kares, and there's no ashara to eat it, but it's still called a shame chelev in terms of being able to be makriv on the mizbeach. That's why it says by the korban asham that you should be makriv the chelev and the shteya kloyos and the chelev that's on them, even though we could have learned that directly from a korban shlamim. So why does it say by the korban asham that ma chelev shteya kloyos hamurz ba'asham mutzah meklal shlil, just like the chelev that the Torah tells you to be makriv by a korban asham cannot be the chelev of the fetus, because there is no fetus by a korban asham, because a korban asham is male. So afkal mutzah meklal shlil. So you see, by all korbanos, even the ones that can be a nekeva, like a korban shlamim, if it's a pregnant nekeva, the chelev of the fetus is not considered to be chelev, and you cannot be makriv on the mizbeach. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, here's my kasha. I understand very well, according to me, that the Uber has a shame behema once it goes to full term. So now I need a pasuk to tell me that the chelev is not included in the Yisra of Achila, and the chelev cannot be hukrav, even though it's a real animal. But its chelev is not real chelev, so I need a pasuk to tell me that. But according to you, that any full term fetus is not yet a behema, so of course its chelev isn't chelev. I don't need a pasuk. Am I Yisrich? Why do I need a pasuk tell me not to be makrovit? I'm late. Time adidin. I'm imehacha. So Rabbi Yochanan says back, my whole basis is this drasha. From this drasha that tells us that the chelev of a shlil is not considered chelev for akrava on the mizbech, that's how I knew that a chelev of a shlil is not considered chelev for any halacha. And that's why when you pull off some chelev, it's not chelev behema, and it's mutter. So without this drasha, I would have said that the chelev of a shlil is considered chelev. V'yikadami, another version of this question runs the exact opposite way. That Eisvei Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Shimon Lakish is the one that challenges Rabbi Yochanan. That it says in the Medrash, how do we know that a chelev of a ben pakua does not have the status of chelev as far as hakrava on the mizbeach? Just like the chelev that you bring on the mizbeach by a korban asham obviously is not the chelev of a fetus, because the korban asham is male, doesn't have a fetus. So to by every korban, even the korban shlamim, which can be female, the chelev of the fetus is not chelev. So I understand, according to me, that the chelev is mutar b'achila. So that's why the Torah tells me not to be makrivit, to tell me that not only is it is a kosher, is a mutter to eat, it's not even chelev legabe akrav on the mizbeach. El didach. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's also ba'achila, it's real chaylev, likrav. So why can't you bring it as a carbon on the mizbech? Why would the Torah tell me not to bring it as a carbon on the mizbech? It's real chaylev. So Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, just like we find that a mechusar zman is pasal ha'akrava, and a behema that's born, you have to wait 8 days until you can be makrevit, even though it's full term and it already was yotzi lavir olam. So everyone would agree it's a behema already. Everyone would agree it is an independent life. It's a real shem davar. It's a real behema. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to be makrevit in the first week of its life. So too, the chelev of the shliel, it is real chelev. But the Torah is telling us you cannot be makrevit because there are certain things you're just not allowed to be makrevit, even though it's the real deal, it's the genuine article, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to be makrevit. So now says the Gemara, what about a ben pakua where you shecht the mother and then it turns out the mother was a trefa? Did that shechita impact or help the fetus? Rabbi Yami, hashechita is a trefa. You find a full term fetus inside a trefa mother. So the divrei oser, according to Rabbi Meir, says that a ben tishachai in a kasher behemah needs its own shechita. So now matir, now you're going to be allowed to shecht this baby and it's going to be perfectly kosher. The divrei matir, and according to the opinion that of the chachamim who hold that that when you shecht a regular mother, that the baby will not require a shechita. Oser, well now you have a problem because the shechita of the regular mother was a trefa and therefore the baby is included in that shechita, so it's like one of the limbs of the mother, so it's not going to work. Rava Amar, so Rava says not only l'divrei ha-oser is it mutter, but even l'divrei ha-matir nami mutter. This is going to be mutter according to everybody. You know why? Even the chacham who say that the shechita of the mother works for the fetus is still going to say this is okay even though the shechita of the mother did not work, because arba simana machshavira. When we say that the shechita of the mother works for the fetus, it means that this fetus has two possibilities of how it could be shechted. Either you shecht the mother or you shecht it. So, okay, the shechita for the mother didn't work out because it was a trefa, but its own shechita could still work out. So, Amar of Chista, shochit as a trefa, umatva ben tishachai. The same case. You shecht the trefa and you find a full term pregnancy of fetus in it. Toun shechita. The vlad needs its own shechita, and because it needs its own shechita, it gets its own matnas kuhuna that you give from it, the zroa l'chayim and keva. Since meikra didn't need a shechita, so it has all the dinim. V'meis, and if it dies without a shechita, it's not matam masa like a nevela, because the shechita of the mother at least took away the tumas nevela. Why did the shechita of the mother take away the tumas nevela? Because the shechita of the mother took away the tumas nevela from the mother. Meaning, if you shecht the trefa, then the carcass is not a nevela. So mele, even the fetus is, even if it's part of the mother, it's vayter not a nevela. So Rava holds like the shechita of Rava Ami that according to the chamim who say that a ben tisha is mutar b'shechita simo. So the uber is considered as if he's already shechted, and when the mother was a trefa, you can't be matir this uber with its own shechita because it's already shechted. And even though the shechita of the mother was not matir ba'achila, but it's already shechted, so it doesn't have a chance for more shechting. So Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Rav Chista, Ta'un shechita kiman. Who are you assuming like when you say that it requires shechita? That must be Rabbi Meir. That must be assumed like Rabbi Meir that a full-term fetus needs its own shechita, that it's not covered by its mother's shechita. Because if you were told like the chamim that it's covered by its mother's shechita, so then its own shechita wouldn't do anything for it. But then you said v'meis tarmi l'tami b'masa. But then you said that if it dies, it's not a nevela. Well, come on, who's that like? Rabbanan. That's like the Rabbanan that the mother's shechita does work for the vlad. That just like the mother's shechita took away the status of nevela from the mother, it also takes away the status of nevela from the fetus. So Rav Chista now responds, Ulitaymech, and according to you, that I am being soser myself, mine ube, that my two statements are a direct stira to one another. Hadetani Rabbi Chia, how are you going to tight chop that which Rabbi Chia says in the Braisa, where he says, just like me, that Ashochit is a trefa, umatzaba ben tishachai, ton shechita, v'chayim zro l'chayim v'keva, So Ton Shchita came out and Rabbi Meir. You're going to tell me that the fact that he says it requires Shchita, that's assuming like Rabbi Meir that the Shchita of the mother does nothing for the fetus. But then the fact that it's not an Avela, that's Karabana. That's going like the Rabbana, that the Shchita of the mother does help the fetus, and it's now not Tamei Ben Avela. So it says, hello, Kasha. Rabbi Chia im Kavar Mitzo'o Meis Kamar. That's not a Kasha. I can explain Rabbi Chia. When Rabbi Chia says Vi'im Meis, what he meant is that he's going fully like Rabbi Meir. The Shechita of the mother does nothing for the fetus. And that's why he said that if a Ben Tishachai, it's going to require Shechita. But Rabbi Meir's moda that if you find the Ben Tisha dead in the mother's womb, that then the mother's Shechita does work for it. And that's why he says, if you find dead and the mother's a trefa, even though the Shechita is not matir ba'achila, it at least would take away the status of Nevela. Ela lididach kasha. But according to you, you weren't talking about kvar matzo mace. You weren't talking about finding a dead fetus because you didn't give that answer. So when you said ve'im mace, you meant that it was found alive in its mother's womb. You took it out, and at some later point, it died. And you're saying that it doesn't have tumas nevela, and that's a stira. So Amalei Rav Chisda says back to Rava, lididinami lo kasha. It's also not a stira for me. Arba'a simanim achsher be'rachmana. The Torah allows shechita of any of two of four simanim, meaning I'm assuming like the Chachamim that a ben tishachai is mutter b'shechita simo, that the shechita of the mother works for the offspring, and that's why the baby's not an avela. But the Chachamim are moda that it's not considered to be already shechted as a result of that, and you could still be matir it with its own shechita, because you have the option. The first two simanim that you shechted, namely of the mother, didn't work for the fetus because the mother was a trefa, so you have the option of the shechita of the fetus itself. So even though you shechted the mother and it was a trefa, and that shechita of the mother was not matir the fetus ba'achila, it's still got two simanim left to shecht, and with the shechit of those two simanim, you could be matir ba'achila. So kisalik Rabbi Zeru, and Rabbi Zeru went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechei Rabbi Yasi found Rabbi Zeru Diyasu v'kamer leila shmeita, and he was teaching over this thing that we just said, the whole conversation between Rav Chisda and Rava. So Amalei, so Rav Asi said to Rabbi Zeru, Yiyasher v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. What you're saying in the name of Rav Chisda that there are dalit simanim and that you could shecht any two of them, and either the two simanim of the mother or the two simanim of the Vlad can work. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So when you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan says that, you're making it sound like Rabbi Shimon Lakish disagrees. So because what happened was when Rabbi Yochanan was talking, Rish Lakish waited and he didn't say anything because he was waiting. That was his style. He would always wait sometime after Rabbi Yochanan spoke to see if maybe. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would change his mind, maybe something else would become clear, and Rabbi Yasi left the room before he was able to see how Reish Lakish reacted. So he was not able to say with any authority whether it was like Reish Lakish or not like Reish Lakish, but he knew that it was like Rabbi Yochanan. Some say that he was drinking water in the Beis Medrash when Rabbi Yochanan was speaking, and that's why he didn't react immediately. There's a Tshuvas HaRashbash in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet where he says that the reason Reish Lakish didn't leave the Beis Medrash to drink was because he was afraid Rabbi Yochanan would say something and he didn't want to miss anything. So even though normally you would think it's not Derech Eretz to be drinking in the Beis Medrash, but if you have such avas haTorah that you don't want to miss any of the learning, so then you can take a drink in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer Afilu, then we said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, the Ben Pakua could be a five-year-old animal pulling a plow in the field and it still doesn't require Shechita because it's the Shechita of the mother works for it. So it says, Mer, Hainu Tanakama. But isn't that exactly what the Tanakhama said, that the Shechita of the mother works? So Rav Kahana, Hifris al Gabi Karka Ibinayim. The Tanakhama would say that as long as the fetus didn't come out and start walking around, it would not require Shechita at all, even Midrabanan. But once it steps on the ground, it requires Shechita Midrabanan, because where it goes there, that it's going to look like any other animal, so you can't just be Matru without Shechita. Whereas Rav Shimon Shazuri says, no, even if it's 5 years old and pulling a plow, does not need Shechita at all, not even Midrabanan. midrabanan. Now, the rule is, if you have a vlad, a behema, that's mother and father were b'nei pakua, so since the mother and father were both considered shechted, so the son is also considered shechted. And therefore, any requirement of shechita on the offspring would only be midrabanan, and according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, not even midrabanan. The offspring would be totally fine without shechita. It could be pulling a plow. We're not required shechita. Now, we're going to have a sugya in a few days from now where we're going to say that according to everybody, the behema has what to do with its mother, meaning its mesiach is after the mother, and therefore the mother's dinim are chal on the offspring. However, there is a machlokas tanoim, are we also choshesh lezara'av? Is the offspring considered to be the child of the father as well? So if both father and mother are b'nei pakua, so there's no shayla, child is a ben pakua. But what if only the father was a ben pakua and the mother was not a ben pakua? So if you say ein choshen lezera av, so then you have no doubts about this offspring. It's not a ben pakua. If you don't worry about what the father is, only what the mother is, so it's not a ben pakua. But if you hold the choshen lezera av, so now you have a shayla. So amr av misharshel, divrei amr choshen lezera av. If you assume that we concern ourselves with the offspring's relationship to the father, ben pakua bal behema maliyasa havlad in lo takana. If you have a father that's a ben pakua and the mother that's just a regular behema, so the vlad will never be kosher to eat, because it's as if that it's got one simen that's already shechted, because on one side it's a ben pakua and on the other side it's not a ben pakua, and another simen that needs shechita, but you can't do shechita of only simen echad. You need to do shechita of shnei simanim. So Amar Abaye kol modim bekolut ben pakua shemuter. He says both Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and the Chum agree that if you have a non-split hooved kosher animal that for some reason is an anomaly that its hooves were not split, that's a ben pakua, it's mutter without shechita even after it walks on the ground. My taima kol milsa tzmiya mitzkar tzkivi la'inshi, meaning even though normally we're going to say midrabanan, if the ben pakua is walking around, you got to give it a shechita because midrabanan, people are going to confuse it for a regular animal. Yeah, but if it's a cow that doesn't have split hooves, everyone will remember its story. So if it's ben pakua, people will talk about it and they'll remember it. Others say that the way Abaye said it was a little more stark. Hakol modim bekolut ben kluta ben pakua shemoter. My time it trade to me in mitzvah tikiri and she. It's got to have two astonishing things about it: that it doesn't have split hooves, its mom didn't have split hooves, but both it and its mom are cows. So then, if it's a ben pakua, it's going to be mutter because you don't make a gzeri drabanan that it requires shechita, since everyone's going to remember it, since it has all this weird stuff about it. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that ben pakua does not require shechita even on a drabanan level. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah says his name is Rabbi Shimon Shazuri because that's what he did for a living. He was shozer chutim. He spun thread for a living. So that's why he's called Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. V'cheinoy Rabbi Shimon Shazuri matir bibno uben bino atzov kaladoros. Not only is Rabbi Shimon Shazuri matir the offspring of ben pakua, but you can make generations. You could start a whole farm of bnei pakua, and all of the offspring will never require shechita, even midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar hu mutar ubno aser. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, the ben pakua is mutar, but once you go on to the next generation, at least midrabanan, you're going to require shechita, because that really looks like a regular animal. It looks like it was born in the regular way. There was no shechita same because its grandmother was shechted at the time that it. So that people aren't going to remember such a thing. Adabar chavu havale ben pakua denafel duba ale. He had a ben pakua, which you would imagine duba means a bear, but Rashi says it means a wolf. That a wolf attacked it. So asal kamei to Rav Ashi. He came to Rav Ashi to ask, does he need to shecht it before it drops dead? So amale zil shechta. He said, yeah, better go shecht it, because midrabanan a ben pakua requires shechita. So you can't just rely on it dropping dead and then eating it and saying, oh well, it was ben pakua, it was mutter anyway. No, midrabanan you gotta shecht it. So amale ha amar ziivli amar b'chanin lach Rav Shimon Shazuri v'chanin Rav Shimon Shazuri matir b'no ben b'no atzov kol adaros v'afil Rav Yochanan lo kamar al b'no av liihulo. I thought we say that we pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri that a ben pakua doesn't require any shechita, and therefore even if this animal drops dead, I should be allowed to eat it. So amale Rav Yochanan l'divrei Rav Shimon Shazuri kamar. Rav Yochanan was talking within the sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri that it's only the ben pakua, it's not later generations. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri at all. We pass like Chachamim that a ben pakua requires shechita on a drabanan level. So I asked the Gemara of Amar Ravin Bar Bar Chanina, Amr Ula Amr Chanina, Halacha Kerabi Shimon Shazuri Velo Od, Ela Kol Makom Shishon Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Mishal Seidu Halacha Kamoso. Now the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, not only over here but everywhere. So how can you say we don't pass like him? I'm like, I know, ki hasvirli. I hold like a different thing. So Amr Rabbi Yonasan Halacha Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Bimisukan, which was Master Shal Demai, that there are exactly two cases in Shas where we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and this isn't one of them. So that's why we don't pass on the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. What are the two cases in Shas? Misukan, it's not very shona. Yomrim, they used to say Yotzimikolor if someone was being taken out to be executed. Vamar kisvaket lishti, and he said, write again for my wife, but he didn't have the presence of mind to say, and also give it to her. So harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. You could assume that he was just a little preoccupied, so he forgot to say the precise formulation, but he's still authorized to give it to his wife. Chazu lomar, then they said, not only someone was being taken out to be executed, even someone who's going out on a long journey somewhere where it's questionable whether he'll ever come back, he also means kisvu tenu. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri omer, afam sukan. Even a deathly ill person that says kisvu get liishti, we can interpret that to mean kisvu utenu. And finally, the other case where we pass on Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is shumas meiser shal demai. The Tana and the Mishnah says that if you buy peiros from someone who's an ama aretz, where it's demai and therefore you have to be mafresh shumas meisros, and you forgot to be mafresh shumas meisros in the erev Shabbos, so you can ask the guy who sold it to you on Shabbos whether he was mafresh shumas meisros, and if he says that he was, so for covered Shabbos you could rely on him for the sake of covered Shabbos. Shumas meisros shal demai shechazru limakoma. But what if you're mafresh shumas meisros shal demai and then it falls back in with the rest of the chulin and it gets mixed in with everything? So now the entire tarovis is aser. Automatically it's aser because truma needs meya, a 100-to-1 ratio to become batel. Trumas meiser is exactly 1% of the whole tarovis, so it's a 99-to-1 ratio. So it's not going to be batel, right? So the trumas meiser falls back in with everything else. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer Af Bechol Shavalov Ochlal Piv. That you could then go back to the guy that sold it to you and say, hey, did you, I know you're not Maritz, but did you take Trumas and Maestros? And if he says he did, we have a special takana that you're allowed to trust him in those places. But otherwise, we do not pass on Trumas and Shazuri, and therefore, midrabbanon, we do require Shechita on a Ben Pakua. There is significant discussion in Poskim whether it's worthwhile to make a Ben Pakua farm so that everything is only Drabbanon Shaila to begin with, and maybe the Trefas aren't Trefas, and maybe the Chalav is not a problem of Basim Chalav, so you could solve a lot of problems and lower other halachic problems. So all the poskim say we're not better than our ancestors, and they never came up with such an einfal, so we shouldn't either. We should just follow the regular dinim, and and we don't have to worry about treifas. Okay, tomorrow there will not be a shir by me. I assume there will be one in the shul, but I am going to be on our annual gedolim trip tomorrow, so I don't think I'm going to be back in time to give the shir. So Baruch Hashem will pick up on Wednesday with Daf Ayin Zion. Okay. Everyone have a great day, great couple of days. Good.